Blog Talk Radio. The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, "Education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money," end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Good morning and welcome to the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show. This is Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, Building Stronger and Better Lives, and I am coming to you live with my Palm Beach Life Planners Mastermind Group leader, Sharon Jackson. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Anne. What a wonderful morning it is, too.
Thank you, Sharon. We have a wonderful show planned for everybody today. And actually, we are going to be doing an interview with Napoleon Hill live in his own voice. Actually, it's a recording from the 1950s. And today's show really is about the Mastermind Alliance or the Mastermind Group. One of the principles espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. So, Sharon, it has been said and referred to as the very hub or the axis of the philosophy. And actually, in brief, this principle consists of an alliance. This is Napoleon Hill's words. He basically says that the principle of masterminding consists of an alliance of two or more individuals who basically work in perfect harmony in the attainment of a definite objective. And that's a lot of what we do, Sharon, as a part of the Palm Beach Life Planners. So we thank you for your leadership. And before we go into Napoleon Hill's interview and his comments with his class, are there any comments you'd like to share before we start?
I think it's important to note that we're going to be talking later about the power of the mastermind. It's in Chapter 9 of Napoleon Hill's group book, Think and Grow Rich. There's a couple of things that I just want to mention before you start it. It talks about sources of knowledge, and that's the whole point of one of the points of the mastermind group. It says knowledge comes from infinite intelligence. That's you know, from a lot of people may call God by a lot of names, but it comes from the heavenlies, okay? Accumulated experience. There are experiences that you draw on that I don't have. So you bring to the table the experience that will take me forward. My headlights, which is my knowledge, my understanding, takes me so far. Your headlights may take me an additional, you know, may take me farther. Stephanie's headlights may take me even farther. So our accumulated experience makes the difference in experience and research. Each experiment and research, each one of us do that. So as we go through this clip, this interview with Napoleon Hill himself, I think it's important that people start thinking in terms of the mastermind group. Just don't think about it with your mind. If you're going to use this mastermind experience in your life, you're going to have to listen with more than just your mind. Really absorb it. I think that's what I was trying to say. Absorb it and understand that when you participate in a group, you participate not for yourself. Thank you.
Thank you so very much, Sharon. You know, according to Napoleon Hill, no one has ever attained outstanding success in any calling without utilizing this mastermind principle. And this really is because your mind is never complete by itself. And we experience that as we mastermind as a group, because every mind needs the association and contact with other minds in order to grow and expand. So in the achievement, you know, when you think about what it is that you really, really, really want, it's a result of the contact that we have with each other. So with that, Sharon, we're going to go to a brief commercial break, and then we're going to hear from Napoleon Hill. Hold on.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And welcome back. And at this time, we will go to a live recording that was done with Napoleon Hill in his own voice.
First of all, the first practice is that the maximized principle is the medium through which one may procure resources. But I had a million opportunities to quit. At least I was an opportunity. I don't know what happened with Fran Murray. Talk of all the brothers of my stepbrother, and sit down and have a little chat, and she says, stand by your guns. You'll come out on top. I know you will.
Between your mind and ear. And the sixth premise
every kind of achievement for mediocrity are attained through the mastermind principle and not by individual effort alone. Just imagine how little you could accomplish if you didn't have the cooperation of other people. For instance, if you're in a profession, for instance, you're a dentist, a lawyer, or a doctor, or a basketball, or anybody in the profession. And suppose that you didn't understand how to convert each one of your clients or patients into a salesman for yourself. Imagine how long it would take you to build up a client deal or a following. The outstanding professional men understand how to make a salesman out of every person that they serve. And they do it all indirectly. They don't go back directly. They do it by going an extra mile, by going down their way to be of unusual service. But they do make sales from out of all of their clients. The most successes as a result of personal power and personal power of sufficient proportions to enable one to rise above mediocrity is not possible without the application of the nice amount of money. Now, during the first term of Franklin D. Roosevelt in the White House, I had the privilege of working with him as a confidential advisor. But because I laid out the skeleton of the propaganda plan that took the word business depression off of the headlines and papers and substituted in their stead business recovery. Those of you who remember what happened on that Black Sunday when we had a meeting down at the White House and the banks were closed the following Monday morning, and remember how what a stampede there was in this country. People were lined up in front of the banks all over the country to draw off their deposits. They were scared to death. They lost confidence in their country, in their banks, in themselves, and everybody else. Suppose they still had some confidence in God, but didn't show much signs of it. It was a scary time, I'll tell you. And we sat down there and worked out a skeleton of a plan of procedure that created one of the most outstanding applications of the mastermind that this nation has ever seen, and I doubt that every nation on earth has ever had to keep for that. Because it was only a matter of weeks until we had taken all that fear out of people. It was only a matter of days until salesmen all over the world who had to run out of funds, who couldn't get money, were glad to invest, and that's really scared about. My own funds were closed up. I had no money. None at all. I had a oh, yes, I did have. I got very smart when I found out what I was spending, and I was sent out of the bank on $1,000 bill. Well, I had to fill that. Only 10 cents, nobody could change this. It wasn't right in this one. Why in this one? Well, I was scared because everybody else was safe heard the matter there. But something had to be done about it. And Franklin D. Roosevelt was a great leader. He had great imagination. He had great courage. And here's what we did. First of all, we got both houses of Congress working in harmony with the president. The first time in the history of this nation that both houses of Congress, Democrats and Republicans alike, got behind the president and forgot about what their political base has to be. In other words, there were no Democrats, there were no Republicans, they were just a man down there backing the president, everything he needed in order to stop that stampede of view. I have never seen anything to equal it in my life. I never hope to see it again. I would wish I could, but I don't hope to. Because there was a great emergency on then, and something had to be done about it. Second, the majority of the newspaper publishers of America, everything was in off. The newspapers published it. They gave it fireless space. And then the radio station operators. Did they use the ticket of problems? Things are better as Americans. I won't say to the world about that.
Sharon Jackson, we have just shared with our listening audience the power of utilizing the mastermind concept as espoused by Napoleon Hill. And at this moment, we are going to go to another commercial break. You are listening to the International Mastermind Association interview with Napoleon Hill. At this time, we're going to take a break and come right back.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com. Or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
And welcome back to the International Mastermind Association. Today we are listening to a pre-recorded show by Napoleon Hill, where it was recorded in 1954, a live class that he was holding discussing the mastermind concept. And we have a lot of callers on the show today, so if you would like to participate or have a question, just press 1 on your keypad and we will open your lines. And right now we're going to go back to the show and discussing some of the benefits and how you can determine the instructions you should have before you decide who should be a part of your mastermind group. Thank you. Hold on.
No instructions for the format and the maintenance of a mastermind class. First, about their definite purpose as an objective to be assumed by the alliance, chosen two individual members whose education, experience, and influence success, as to make them of the greatest factor in achieving the purpose. And a lot of times I'm asked by our students, what is the most favorable number if I'm asked to find it out? Well, how do you go about selecting the right sort of people for your mastermind runs? So the nearest answer that I can give you that is that the procedure is exactly the same as if you were starting into the business and you were choosing an employee. What kind of an employee would you choose? Marvelous. That even sparks flying. Wonderful. Wonderful. Dependability is a part of the list. If the person is not dependent on the most favorite part of it in a business transaction, no part of it, no matter how pretty they may be, no matter how well they may be, the more educated he is, the more benefits he may be, if he's not capable. And if he's not loyal, I would say the same thing. If an individual is not loyal to those to whom he owes loyalty, then the meeting has no character whatsoever, and I will no part of it. Dependability and loyalty is an acrobat from God. Ability to do the job. Ability. Look where I have faith ability. Follow the same place. I don't interest in the man's ability, so I found out whether he's dependable or whether he is loyal. And then how many states came into that in my category, in my blue? Number 4, positive mental attitude, of course. What business is a negative, big claim around you? Why do you stay away? And that's the end of the case. And number 5, what would that be? Going an extra mile. That is 5, and number 6. What would you say that is? A 5 thing. Now, understand, when you find people, let's come up to all of those 6 traits. I want that you be the founder about it. You're in the presence of royalty. Some businesses, you were running with peanut stands, and you might need only one person, but you're running with chains of peanut stands, you might need a hundred person. And then, as for the qualifications of the mastermind, first of all, take those 6 points that I gave you, the higher the qualifications, the greater the amount of capacity, dependability. There must be, must be ability. Must be positive in our view. Must be a And those problems are anything less. If you find a man that has 5 of those problems, he does have all 6 of you, but if he wears it, it's before you stop.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to stop there. I understand we do have some technical difficulties with the clarity of the show. But I just want to bring back Sharon Jackson. We're going to go to a brief commercial, and then we're going to have some conversation with Sharon Jackson and Cynthia Hopkins-Brown about what Mr. Hill is saying and the impact that it's having on each of us as we mastermind. And with that, a commercial break. Thank you.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And we are back. Welcome back to the International Mastermind Blog Talk Radio Show, discussing the power of the Mastermind Group. Sharon Jackson, are you there?
I absolutely am.
And I know it was a little fuzzy, but I think we got the point of what he was saying. Would you agree?
Absolutely. Power is required for the accumulation of money. Power is necessary for the retention of money after it has been accumulated. There is, you know, you're right, I heard it, but yet I have experienced it. So while I'm making comment, realize I may be going back and forth between what I know I've experienced and what I've heard. So, again, it goes back to, remember, we are on Chapter 9, page 181 in the book, The Power of the Mastermind, and it's a major driving force. And
Sharon, before you go there, I just want to reiterate a couple of things that Napoleon Hill espoused in the tape when he talked about, you know, oftentimes we don't give much thought to who we will have in our mastermind group. We just, you know, we just arbitrarily think of people. But he gave us some qualifications and some requirements. And one of them is the fact that, you know, you've got to stay in constant contact. You've got to have some kind of accountability with each other. And the people have to be available and dependable. So when our listening audience, you know, downloads this show in the future and start thinking about, you know, I'd like to start a mastermind group. You know, what are the processes and the requirements and the instructions? Whatever you do, as Napoleon Hill said, consider if you would have that person be a part of your organization or corporation if you were starting a business. And if the answer is no, don't do it. Because when you get involved in a mastermind group with people, you're basically, you know, having them be a board of directors for your life. And that's very serious. So we'll go ahead and go back to the book, Knight. You can go ahead, please.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, I think, remember, you say all the time, people have to be like-minded. Not only open, if they are like-minded, then they are open. If they're like-minded with you, then they are there with you. Similar drive, similar interests, similar, you know, similar everything. You're going to be different in a lot of things, but in terms of like-mindedness about setting goals and achieving your goals, that's where you're like-minded. So if that's the case, then, yeah, they'll be available. They'll be a good part of your board. And you're right, that's it. So I think that is one of the reasons why our group has worked so well. Even though we have had our challenges,
people have hit a goal, and because they've hit the goal, you know, they may not be able to make a couple of meetings. They may be able to, they're caught up, but they come back. They stay in contact. And it, I think that was the primary thing I wanted to make sure that, I piggybacked on what you said in terms of people being like-minded. Does Cynthia have a comment?
No, actually, Cynthia is driving, so she's not going to be able to participate this morning, and so she's listening in. But I want to go back to the book. So if you had a section that you wanted to read from the book, as you said, we're in chapter 9, and if not, I would like to actually start at the beginning, but you can go ahead, Sharon, please.
Okay. For the first part of the chapter, there are words that are highlighted, they are capitalized, and they are used throughout the entire chapter. And it starts with persistence creates faith, and from faith creates power. And power is essential for success in the accumulation of money. One of the things that makes a great leader, a great goal achiever, is persistence. You know, you are not you, meaning the accumulative you. You have to be prepared to not being able to make it. We have a Stephanie who is an international flight attendant that talks about her persistence. She doesn't tell the whole story in terms of how she became a flight attendant. You know, and the day that she did, you didn't have that many colored, I say colored because all different kinds of colors, of women that were flight attendants. She achieved her goal. She never could be a flight attendant. They never accepted her. So she says, I'm going to go in the back way. She took another job. She took another job. She took another job until she finally achieved her goal, but it took her years. But it was persistence, and her being able to make one goal created the faith that she was going to make the next goal, which created the faith, persistence, that created the faith for her to make the next goal. And from faith became the power for her to be able to be an international flight attendant and be the best. So persistence creates faith, and faith creates power, and power overcomes anything because you have a stabilized force. It's not a three-legged stool. You have a power source that allows you to keep going on. Now, the thing about power is that it's not something that you just catch out of the air. You create plans. The next part of that is plans alone are inert and useful. You create a plan to be able to have something when you just don't have the energy, you just don't have the creative power, but when you are able to sit down and look at the plans and say, okay, this is my next step, this is what I'm going to do next. You know, I had a setback, but I can see that I can do this next thing. And that's the next thing that it talks about, is the plans. Plans are inert. Yes, I understand that. But it gives you the strength to go, to move forward. Power.
Now, Sharon, not to interrupt, but just interject. When you think about those plans, let's bring that back to Pompous Life Planners. And how do we actually take our plans that we've created in the beginning of the year, in terms of the goals that relate to those plans, or the plans relate to the goals, and then we hold each other accountable throughout the year and weekly do checks and balances on each other. So will you just kind of share your thoughts about that? Because we do have a lot of people, we get thousands of downloads on these shows, and people, so many people now are looking into masterminding, and unfortunately for some, you know, they're having to deal with, do I want to pay you know, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 to mastermind? Or do I want to get the book and put together a group and maybe pay $100, a couple hundred dollars to have a group of people hold me accountable? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, let's first talk about, you know, what is your goal? You know, what is the goal? You have to really search your mind, search your soul. What is your goal? And then after you decide what the goal is, underneath each goal, you know, we mastermind, and we say it is to be well-rounded in every area of our life. So you're going to set a goal for your family. You're going to set a goal for your money. You're going to set a goal for your business. You're going to set a goal for your health. You're going to set a goal for every area of your life. Underneath those, then you're going to have action items to achieve the goal. So you're always going after the goal, but you develop action items. What your group holds you accountable for, yes, is the goal, but making sure that your action items are the items that you said you were going to do every day, every week, every month, every year to achieve the goal. And then they say, okay, you did that action item, that kind of worked. What's the next thing? But see, the thing is, it's not just what's the next thing. Then you have a Stephanie, you have an Ann, you have a Laura and a Betty that have a different thought that says, you know what's going to help you achieve the next goal? Try this. I've done that. I know that this is going to work, and I know with your personality and what you're trying to achieve, this will work for you. Try this. It propels you on to the next level. So, yeah, you set your goals. Your goals could be for 6 months. It could be for a year. Well, wait a minute. And you need to tell them the what am I going to do when I'm 92 story, all right? Because your goal, remember, is to take you through life and success through a lifetime.
Sure. I think, Sharon, that's one of the reasons why a lot of people don't realize that even as they aspire to achieve monetary goals, okay, you get the money, but at what expense? You know, what about your health? What about your family? You know, what about your civic or recreational creativity or just your educational goals? And a lot of times we don't realize that there are a lot of very wealthy, unhealthy, unhappy individuals. So when we mastermind purely for the money, that's good, but what about a life balance? And when we go to the book, I think it's on page 182, Napoleon Hill talks about the power and the coordination. And when you think about just being able to use the sources of knowledge that we get from each other in that process, it helps us to set those goals and be held accountable for those goals short term, you know, whether that short term may be three months, 6 months, or a year. Long term, if that long term may be 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And like you said, Sharon, you know, what will we do when we're 92? And I'll say for myself personally, when I started having that thought, I realized that whatever I would do at 92, why not start doing it now? For example, at 92, I would love to continue to serve and give of my time, my talents, and my treasure to my favorite causes. And so I decided to become a Rotarian now, not wait until I'm 80, 70, or even 60. In my 50s, I became a Rotarian because with Rotarians and Kiwanis and all of these other wonderful organizations, they're worldwide and they have a spirit of service. So going back to your question about 92, think about what would you do when you wake up in the morning at 92, right? You wake up, you get up, or can you get up? Did your children take you home, or did they take you to a home? You know, and all of those decisions are based upon the decisions that we make today, each and every day. And I drink enough water to keep my system clear and clean and moving? Did I exercise? Did I eat right? Did I invest my time and my money so that it would give me a return on that investment over time? So I don't, you know, want to belabor that point, but those are some of the things that we really should think about right now before we're 92 to help us live a better quality of life. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that.
Yes, and sometimes people, real life stories, if it's okay, and I'm going to use my parents for that. My father only liked to work, all right? He liked to work, liked to work in the yard. Never took in consideration his health, never did this, never did that. When he had his first heart attack, he can no longer work. And Ma would say, well, Andrew, what about this? I only want to work. Andrew, what about this? I don't like that. I only want to work. Well, if it doesn't...
Well, how old was he, Sarah? How old was he?
Oh, he wasn't really that old. He was in his 60s.
Oh.
He wasn't that old. So he started to degrade from that point on. From that point on, because he did not have a balanced life. He only wanted to work. My mother, on the other hand, because she had to fix food for us, she knew what was healthy. When she saw us leaving the house, she took on another craft. She took on another service. She took on another. To the point, she always played the piano. She always did this. She takes on another instrument at 78. She joins a band at 78. She takes on another craft. She takes on another service. And then she started taking on the service industries that my father, the only one that he did do, being a Rotarian. So when my mother went into eternity at 92, she ran her business until she was 90. And the only reason why she retired is because she thought she was going to have to physically take care of somebody else. She was still playing in the band, going out the last week of her life. She was out doing it. So I'm just saying, 92 years old, Mom was still running on all eight cylinders because she had done, maybe she hadn't read Think and Grow Rich, but she had practiced the principles.
Correct, 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 correct. But Sharon, you got to tell a story about the car.
Yes. My mother, she finally decided to buy the car of her dreams. My mother bought a convertible, a pearl white convertible. And she toured around this town with that top down for almost every day during the spring, summer, and fall.
At what age did she buy the car, Sharon?
She was 90.
Huh.
She was 90. And I think the thing that really impacted most people, when I hear them now, they say, it changed my life. It changed my life. It changed what I decided I was going to be doing when I'm 92.
Sharon, you're going to have to hold that thought 1 second and let us go to one of our final commercial breaks because we only have about 10 minutes left in the show. And we do want people to know that this is the International Mastermind Association, and we were talking with Napoleon Hill, but you could not hear him very well, so we apologize for that. But let's go to a break.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-412-4000. 593-302-0002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-302-0002.
And we are back. Now, Sharon, we're going to go ahead and prepare to close out the show as we finalize the conversation talking about the mastermind concept. And also we want to let everybody know that next week we're going to have a very exciting guest that will be on hosting the show, and I am not going to tell you who it is. You're going to have to call in and find out. And so I'll just leave that there, but continuing to talk about the chapter on the power of the mastermind group. Sharon, did you have any other closing comments you wanted to make as we were talking about the impact that your mom had at 92 on people as they thought about a better quality of life looking at her life?
Yeah, it goes back to being well-rounded. You know, that was the one thing that the mom was. She was well-rounded, and she was goal-oriented. You know, you could tell that last year she was totally into fun and riding a car. But she was a businesswoman. You know, she knew what she had to do. You know, she knew when she had to have her quarterlies in. She knew, you know, what her goals were in terms of the business, making money and taking care of this house, taking care of her employees. She knew how much rest she needed to get because she knew what her goals were and what she was going to do every day up until she was 92. I mean, she passed into eternity just like that. But the thing is, I think because of being, what is the word, but because of being well-rounded, she never read the book, but she practiced everything that was in the book. Her eyes were bright, her mind was clear, and when she stepped over well-rounded. I think that's really what I wanted to say.
Wow, that is so powerful. And it just continues to talk about, you know, like you said, even though she did not read the book, she had the principles, which really are stopped in the Bible. I mean, Napoleon Hill, many of the principles of success, and he admits it, comes from the book, which is the Word of God. So when you think about someone like your mom and others who are living a really, really good, long life, they've been doing some things that can teach us, you know, what we may want to reconsider as we look at our life and how we live our life day by day, actually moment by moment. So let's just go back to the book on Chapter 9, The Power of the Mastermind, and just read a few quotes from the book. And at the bottom of page 182, Napoleon Hill says that the mastermind may be defined as a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. No individual can have great power without availing him or herself to the mastermind principle. And then going over to page 183, he goes on to say that you may better understand the intangible potentialities of the power available to you through properly chosen mastermind members. And he goes on to say, I will explain that there are two characteristics of the mastermind principle, one of which is economic in nature and the other is psychic. The economic feature is obvious. Economic advantages may be created by any person who surrounds him or herself with the advice, counsel, and personal cooperation of a group of people who are willing to lend wholeheartedly and in the spirit of perfect harmony their skills, if you will. But this form of cooperation or alliance has been the basis of nearly every great fortune. And so your understanding of this great truth may be definitely determined, it may definitely determine your financial status. But now let's go on to the psychic phase. Psychic phase of the Mastermind Principle is much more abstract, much more difficult to comprehend, because it has reference to the spiritual forces with which the human race as a whole is not well acquainted. You may catch a significant suggestion from this statement that no two minds ever come together without thereby creating a third invisible and tangible force, which may be likened to a third mind. So, Sharon, I'm going to stop there and ask if you have any comments or thoughts about that.
No, Ann, I'm not going to comment because I'm too long-winded and I want you to be able to stop on time.
Well, let me do this. Let me just go ahead and continue to read, because I don't think that there's any greater value that we can add to the show by sharing Napoleon Hill's own words. And we attempted to do that earlier in the show by doing the recording, and maybe with the help of Cynthia Hopkins Brown, we can replay that show, but in a better way technology-wise, in terms of using some better technology. But it is said also that done sometimes is better than perfect, so we give it our best. All right, to go on page 183, at the bottom of the page, Napoleon Hill goes on and says, keep in mind that the fact that there are only two known substances in the whole universe, energy and matter. It is a well-known fact that matter may be broken down into units of molecules, atoms, protons, neutrons, and electrons. There are units of matter which may be isolated, separated, and analyzed. But likewise, there are units of energy. For example, the human mind is a form of energy, a part of it being spiritual in nature. When the minds of two are coordinated in a spirit of harmony, the spiritual units of that energy of each mind form an affinity. Can you imagine that? An affinity which constitutes the psychic phase of the mastermind. And Sharon, I think with that, I am going to go ahead and end the show the way we start the show, with a commercial. And if you have any closing comments, Sharon, we'd like to hear them now. But I just want to thank everybody who decided to listen in live to the show, and for all of the thousands of people who will download the show in the future. You are listening to the International Mastermind Association Blog Talk Radio Show, and I am Ann McNeil, the Master Builder, building stronger and better lives through masterminding, and my co-host today, and thank you, Sharon, so very much for being on with us today, is Sharon Jackson, our Palm Beach Life Planners Mastermind Group Leader. Sharon, any closing thoughts? Go ahead.
If I can.
Yes, please. Of course.
Is that the one thing that I would hope that people really go into the mastermind with a group with the understanding that this is it, and this is inspired by what you just read in terms of the synergy that is created by two people establishing a goal, or establishing the follow-up to the goal. I cannot express in correct words the times that we have had just worked out, that it was just a mastermind meeting with just the two of us. And we just kept it. Said, oh, well, what about this? Oh, my gosh, you know, what about this? What about that? Let's look it up. Let's try it. Let's do it. And next thing we know, 2 hours have passed. 3 hours have passed. So that synergy that is created by another person that helps you set a goal, that helps you work through the goal, the energy that is created is powerful. It is powerful.
Wow. Well, Chad, I don't think there's a better note to really leave on than that. And so with that, we're going to play our last commercial, and we will see all of you on the radio next week, same place, same time.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.